What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, we have to talk. Oh, gentlemen, it has finally happened. What am I talking about? A famous name has been attached to the synthetic companion industry. Now, I'm going to get to that later. However, let me start this off by saying it is only because of the benevolence of good men that the behavior of the modern Western woman, especially the American woman, has become so bad and insufferable. Take that down, gentlemen. Take it down. Now, let's go ahead and briefly talk about the 4B movement and sex strikes in general. And yes, married men, you are a part of this, because when your wife decides to enter you guys into a sexless marriage, that is, in fact, a sex strike imposed by your wife. Now, let's go ahead and talk about sex strikes versus men's options. Now, ladies, you all have an axe wound. It comes standard issue on every biological female. However, society has made you believe that your axe wound is something special. It is not. But as men, we're natural problem solvers. So of course, we have options available to us should you women decide, you know what, we're gonna hold our axe wound hostage. And of course, I'm going to go over the options that all men have, with the exception of one that most men can have. Not all men can, though. Now, let us go ahead and start off with the first option. Now, this option has been with us since the beginning of time. What is said option? That's right, ladies, our good old-fashioned hands. Yeah, ladies, self-pleasure, masturbation, choking the chicken, roughing up the suspect. All we need for that is our vivid imagination, which is why we are visual creatures, and some good old-fashioned lube. That's all we need. Go ahead. We can think about a woman that we saw earlier, pull her out of our spank bank. You know, get some lube, go to work. Bam. There you go. Woman not needed. Now, what is the next option that all men have available, if we so choose it? That's right, good old pay for play. Yeah, ladies, the world's oldest profession. There are women out here that have no problems conducting a business transaction. Now, we know the categories of these women. The renegade, the streetwalker, the actual brothel worker, the massage parlor worker. Then you have your sugar babies and escorts. Yes, those women have no problems saying, here's my flat rate. Let's go ahead and conduct a business transaction. You pay, you play, you go about your day. Those are what I like to call the professionals. Yeah. What's the next option that men have readily available to them should we so choose to take it? That's right. Good old Skinamax. Yeah. There are so many sites and so many genres of skin flicks that whatever tickles your fancy as a man, you can find said genre. All you need is your computer. Hell, you can look it up even on your smartphone. Now, of course, that's one thing that people love to say, oh, it's because of the availability of skin flicks that men don't want relationships. No, ladies, there's a question that you simply refuse to ask yourselves that I'm going to ask later. So yeah, the wide availability of skin flicks is another option that men can take should we so choose to do so. What's another option that men can take? Oh yeah, handheld toys. That's right, ladies. Fleshlights, auto blowers. Yeah, there are numerous handheld pleasure items that men can purchase for themselves. That way we can actually practice our stroke. Yeah, we can have fun with those too. Throw on a little skin flicks. You got yourself a device that can simulate the axe wound. Yeah. Guess what, ladies? Once again, another option that takes you completely out of the damn picture. Now, for the next option, or should I say that's not the final option. The next option would be the passport. Now, unfortunately, this option is not available to all men. Why? If you run afoul of the law or you're behind in child support, unfortunately, you can't have that option. But if a man says, you know what? I'm done with Western women. I want something else. I'm willing to try to go to another country, learn the language, and keep myself out of trouble. Guess what? That option is readily available to all the good men who say, you know what? It's time for a change. I'm done. These modern Western women have become too damn insufferable. They're non-traditional, yet they still want more and more and more. And guess what? Nope, nope, nope. I'm done with that. Now, what is the final option? This is my personal damn favorite. The synthetic companion. Now, gentlemen, I want to share with you an article that was published on the 7th of November. Lamar Odom buys custom synthetic companion, models it after ex-wife Khloe Kardashian. Gentlemen, what have I always said when it came to the synthetic companion? All it was going to take was one famous man to come out publicly and buy one. Ladies, the game has truly changed when it comes to the synthetic companion. It is a wrap. This is all the synthetic companion community needed. Lamar Odom purchased a custom synthetic companion and requested it resemble his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. The former LA Lakers star paid a visit to the Real Doll sex toy facility in Las Vegas on Tuesday after seeing the dolls advertised in the news about a month ago and instantly knowing he needed one for himself, said his manager, Gina Rodriguez, who told TMZ. Per photos and videos obtained by the outlet, Odom beamed when getting handsy with several clothless, life-size dolls in the warehouse, describing one with a big bosom and butt as quote-unquote bad. Wow. That's it. Game over, lady. Game over. Now you have a famous man attached to the synthetic companion community. That's it. And him being a black man, oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is going to spread. Oh, Lamar Odom's got himself a synthetic companion? Hell, they can't be all that bad now, can they? Yep. I find it hilarious. I really find it hilarious. Now, of course, this could be tongue-in-cheek. That's a possibility. But the fact that TMZ is attached to this article, yeah, that means it could quite be real. All right, let's get back to the article. The 45-year-old retired athlete was also seen in a video picking up some self-pleasure items from a working station. Odom ordered his doll to come with, quote-unquote, voluptuous curves and a face similar to Kardashian 40. Because, quote-unquote, he can do whatever he wants to her sexually, his reps told TMZ. The dolls sell from $8,000 to $20,000. However, the basketball legend reportedly got a discount. Oh, man, that is hilarious. Reps for Kardashian and Odom weren't immediately available for comment. Odom and the Good American co-founder tied the knot in September of 2009 and then called it quits 4 years later in 2013. The ex's marriage went downhill as Odom struggled with infidelity and being described as a self-proclaimed sex addict. Personally, I don't think there's a such thing as a sex addict. I just think that we men have a high sex drive, and a lot of women refuse to admit that we have a high sex drive, and they know that they can't actually satisfy us. But yet, if we men say, hey, you know what? Why don't I have another woman? Oh, that's terrible. You can't do that. Well, you're not satisfying me. Guess what? We're married. So suffer. Yeah, no. Now, I've always said to other married men, listen, when your wife stops putting out, do you want to actually go out and cheat? Well, I don't want to do that. Okay, get yourself a synthetic companion. Model it after her. Make her compete with the doll for your attention. The former NBA star got candid about cheating on Kardashian ahead of the release of his 2019 memoir, Darkness to Light, admitting he regretted his decisions. quote unquote, I wish I could have been more of a man. It still bothers me to this day, but regret is something we have to learn to live with. And he talked about, unfortunately, his drug use and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. At the start of the marriage, I was faithful to her, he wrote. I could not handle the lethal cocktail of the spotlight, addiction, a diminishing career, and infidelity. Okay, I did mention the paranoia, anxiety, and depression. I couldn't keep my tallywhacker in my pants or the coke out of my nose. Pretty candid. He continued. He said he had sex with more than 2,000 women. There were too many strippers to count. My sex addiction and my cocaine addiction go hand in hand. Well, you know, as long as he decides, you know what? I'm going to do something to better my life. In 2015, he suffered from a drug overdose, and the Kardashians stars supported him despite the two not being together. He described the reality star's love as quote unquote unconditional. After separating from Kardashian, Odom was romantically linked to Sabrina Parr from November of 2019 to November of 2020. He hasn't publicly dated anyone else since. As for Kardashian, she was last seen with several serial cheater Tristan Thompson, and the two dated from 2016 to 2021 and shared two kids. Okay, that's about all for the article. But I'm going to reiterate the fact that now a famous name has been attached to the synthetic companion community, and a black name nonetheless. Oh yeah, that ripple is about to go in all directions. And like I said, with TMZ actually being linked to this, I gotta say, you know what? This is real. I gotta say it. I can still reserve judgment to say it might not be real, but we all know when something goes to TMZ, you can pretty much bet on it. But still, yes, ladies. Yeah, the synthetic companion is definitely a better option than the vast majority of these women out here who are talking about, oh, we're going 4B. Oh, we're going to take our axe wounds off the table. First question that I would have is, who the hell's beating your door down to get to you? Yeah. Yeah. Looking at these women, a lot of them look like straight up swamp donkeys and buffarillas, if not outright gargoyles. No one's trying to get to you. You're taking yourself out of the dating market. It's actually the dating market cleansing itself. But what more can I say, gentlemen? This is definitely a joyous day for the synthetic companion community. Finally, we got a famous name attached to it. And you know what? He's out in the open with it. Yep, I bought it. This is what she looks like. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read Lamar Odom's article. Let me know what you guys think about women imposing sex strikes on men versus the options that we men have to actually counter said sex strike. Yeah, ladies, our options are now on the table, and now more men are no longer going to be ashamed about partaking in said option. Because yeah, that used to be the biggest reason why a lot of men would not openly talk about our options. Shame. Oh, you just can't get no woman. Yeah, those days are gone too. Guess what, ladies? We don't give a fuck. You've become so damn insufferable that we actually want our options. We can't wait to have our options. And the question that you women refuse to ask yourselves, how did I become so bad that men don't want me? Yeah, women will never ask that question of themselves. As long as there are guys, simps, and corporations who will pander to them, because let's be honest, the only reason why women are pandered to is for one, people to get paid, or two, people to get laid. That's it in a nutshell. Beyond those reasons, nobody really deals with women like that. Black women especially. Just had to throw that in there. But yeah, for all you women talking about, oh, 4B and old sex strikes and blah, 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 we don't care. We have our counter arguments. We have our counter ways to get the venom out that don't require you. It is what it is. So, for all you women out there who still think in 2024 that your axe wound is the end all be all, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power of the poon you think you still have, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to settle or continue to settle for undesirable women just to have a woman in their lives, that's going out right along with it. Because with every single option that I've laid out, yeah, ladies, you have to compete against those. And guess what? For a lot of men, it's no longer even a competition. Why? Because your attitude is too damn insufferable to even waste our time trying to deal with you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.